"We're done." Those are the words used by California's Governor Gavin Newsom while announcing an end to the state's business relationship with pharmacy chain Walgreens. Newsom said the retailer is putting women's lives at risk because it will not distribute abortion pills by mail in some states where Republicans have complained about the practice. Joining us now to talk about the impact of California's decision and the political pressure put on Walgreens is MSNBC economics correspondent and anchor Ali Velshi. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Celeste.
So how significant is this, that California will end state contracts with Walgreens?
Well, there are two ways to look at it. This is a particular contract that California has. So it's not, doesn't affect Walgreens' ability to do business in California. It's specifically a deal that allowed the state of California to procure specialty pharmacy prescription drugs for use in the correctional health care system. So it's $54 million. For a company that made $27 billion in gross profits last year, but it's still $54 million. I mean, California is the fourth largest economy in the world. So as a matter of course, you don't want to lose probably your biggest client on this sort of thing. It's also impactful because it's the first such decision. We know that there are other states, like Illinois, for instance, that don't ban abortions that, you know, where the governor has leaned into Walgreens to say, maybe you want to rethink this discussion. So it's certainly much, much more than nothing. But remember, Walgreens is a very, very, very big company.
Although California has been influential in the past when it's taken these decisions early, California Congresswoman and Democrat Katie Porter spoke with your network last night about the state's breakup with Walgreens.
I absolutely support the governor here. And as a consumer, and by the way, most of women do most of the shopping for everyday items like grocery stores and families. As a woman, I'm going to be going to a different store. I'm going to be picking up a cart somewhere else other than Walgreens going forward.
And that's a danger, that this decision may make headlines and may make other women make that same choice. Do you think consumers might take Katie Porter's call to heart here?
Yeah, keep in mind, there are not a lot of reasons why people do or don't choose a pharmacy in America. Most people choose it out of inertia, the one that they've been using for a long time, the one that's closest to them, the one that they're used to using. To give people a reason to say, wait a second, Walgreens taken what appears to be a political stance, not a legal stance, because they are not going to sell this drug in states where they got letters from the attorneys general, not all of which ban abortions. So there doesn't seem to be any good reason in the minds of some critics, like Katie Porter, that the company would take this decision. And yes, there is likelihood of a grassroots movement. Look, we've seen this happen with all sorts of other companies, with Nike, with Dick's Sporting Goods, when they take positions on guns or on political issues. This one may be impactful because most pharmacy sales are, in fact, to women. And we haven't really seen pharmacies make decisions about value judgments about the drugs that they're filling. The role of the pharmacy is a middle person, right? You get your prescription from your doctor and you fill it at the pharmacy. So there is some strong potential for backlash against Walgreens on this one. The stock's down, by the way, 4.5% since they made the announcement. So clearly some investors are saying, hey, you know, CVS might just be a safer bet if they don't make a decision like this.
We got 15 seconds, Ali. Might other pharmacies make different decisions because of this?
Well, the two big ones, CVS and Rite Aid, have not said anything about this just yet. Yeah. I think they're waiting to see how this all unfolds. But at the moment, no other decisions on the selling of abortion medication.
Ali Velshi is an anchor and economics correspondent for MSNBC. Ali, as always, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Celeste.